Dr. Kayla Smith wished she was dead. She was a renowned xenobiologist and chemist with several prestigious degrees to her name. She had a bright future, living and working on the mothership, studying alien samples from the other planets the Kindred visited. As a member of an elite three-person team, she was breaking all kinds of scientific boundaries and making amazing new discoveries every day. In short, she had everything she could want in her personal and professional life. And right now, she wanted to die. Oh God, how could I let myself do that? How? She whispered, pulling her knees up to her chest as hot water dripped down her nose. She was sitting in the shower stall in her suite in the mothership, taking what had to be her 20th shower in 2 days. She wished she had a bathing pool in her suite, but those were only for mated couples, and she most definitely was not mated. She didn't want to be mated either, Kayla told herself. She wanted to stay single and be married to her work. Unlike a lot of single women who came up to the mothership from Earth, she hadn't come with the intention of finding a husband or earning her Mrs. degree, as her Auntie Feeney jokingly put it. I'm a respected scientist, Kayla whispered to herself, pushing one of her long black box braids behind her ear. Her hand was trembling as she did so. She hadn't eaten in days, not since the incident. Or I was a respected scientist anyway. But it wasn't the respect of the wider scientific community she was worried about losing. It was the respect of the other two members of her team, the two Kindred warriors she worked with. Braun was a huge, muscular beast Kindred with shaggy black hair and a black mustache and goatee he wore braided and bound with a silver band, a symbol of the wild tribe he had come from on his home planet of Rageron. He had the molten gold eyes of his kind and a deep growling voice to match. What Kayla liked most about him was his loud, funny sense of humor and his tendency to say fuck a lot or curse in his native dialect when he got upset. He was also one of the finest microbiologists she had ever met. Then there was Soren, an award-winning virologist and the other member of their team. He was a blood Kindred with sleek, silver-blonde hair and pale blue eyes that Kayla sometimes felt could see directly into her soul. She loved Soren's quiet, quick wit and his way of whispering sly comments to her and Braun when they were out in public that cracked them both up. He had been raised on Trank Prime, the blood Kindred homeworld, in what he dryly described as a repressed family, though he wouldn't say much more about his past. The two of them, Soren and Braun, were best friends and had been long before Kayla had come along. But the moment she had walked into the mothership science department Christmas party the year before, the three of them had just clicked. The two big males had fit her into their life, and it wasn't even a month before the three of them were working on a group project and sharing a private lab, just big enough for three. That had been almost a year ago, and since then, Kayla had grown closer to both Kindred. They ate meals together, went out to see movies and plays together, and of course, the weekly Wednesday night poker games at Braun's suite were a must. They took trips to other alien worlds to collect specimens to study. Kayla had even taken the two of them back to Earth with her to give them a taste of Earth culture and a little of her Auntie Feeney's soul food. Girl, when are you going to pick one of those fine men and get me some great grandbabies? Her aunt had demanded, after pulling her aside to talk in the kitchen. Since Kayla's grandmother had passed on, Auntie Feeney, who was actually Kayla's great-aunt, had stepped in to take her place. Kayla had shaken her head and laughed. Never, Auntie Feeney. These two are a matched set. I can't break them up. Besides, we're all just good friends and colleagues.
You might say that, KK, but I see the way their eyes follow you around the room.
Auntie Feeney had made a two-fingered gesture towards her own eyes and nodded solemnly.
You might just be thinking of them as friends, but they're thinking a whole lot more about you than that. You better believe it.
Kayla had felt her cheeks get warm. It was true that she had sometimes sensed her guys, as she thought of them, were watching her in a, shall we say, less than professional way.